Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to remain awake, to listen to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, and to understand the revelation of God. We're going to have an exciting time. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfridaLoveShow.com. I also want to thank many of my co-hosts, and I want to thank just those who have been with me and those who are just joining. I want to thank some special radio guests. Thank you, thank you. There is a sweet spirit on this phone, and I really appreciate you listening to every one of my shows. There's a group of people who are really into the AlfridaLoveShow.com, which means you're into God. And so I really appreciate that. I appreciate all of my new Facebook connects, my LinkedIn connects, because we're doing some connections. What I really miss this particular time, and I'm just talking to you to get you, give you time to get all your things together in paper and pencil, because we're going to have a good time in the Lord. But I really miss listening to Sister Juanita Bynum being live with her at 3 with me. I catch her every night, so before I go to bed, I always make sure that I watch her video, and I take notes, and I meditate a little bit on that. But I just want to welcome each and every one of you. I want to say that God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. We have many different individuals on the line from all over the world. And so I want to tell you that the thing that we have in common is that we all love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what I would like to do is I would like to go ahead and begin to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, then after which we're going to pray, and then we're going to read some of the sections of a spiritual guide on the go, when God is going to give his revelation, and we're going to take a few notes, and we're going to better ourselves each and every day, okay? So let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you continue to bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that the revelation and the word of God go about, Heavenly Father, and will we all grow and perfect our walk within you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preached word. We thank you for those who have come unto you, and we thank you for those whom we are seeking, because we're on a mission, Lord. We're on a mission in order to win souls, in order to gain souls. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to just help us to be the individuals you would have us to be, and bless us, Heavenly Father, to do your holy, 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 and righteous will, Lord. Lord, now that we prepare to relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Go ahead. You have time to obtain your sheet of paper and understand the word of God. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, and he's going to give us a word from this particular book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. As you are preparing, I do want you to know that on last week, we talked about the Word of God, standing on the Word of God, which means standing on the truth. We talked about when Satan was removed from heaven because he wanted to take God's place. And we talked about blind Bartimaeus. And some of us are spiritually blind, and God wants us to walk into the light, and he wants us to be able to listen to his voice and understand his voice. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain." And then the spiritual guide, which is to define our faith walk with God and identify the principles involved in our faith and increase our faith and awareness with God, as well as elevate our walk with God. And I want you to think about right quick what elevate means, because when we talk about elevate, many people, as God is speaking, think elevate means to move up. We talked about an elevator on last week, and we said that the elevator would not move until we press the button. But God says our thoughts have to be elevated, amen, in order for us to move up into the Spirit of God. So our thoughts have to be elevated. And then we have to analyze how our faith walk looks, right? We have to analyze our walk. And so as we're preparing to become spiritually in shape, we must keep those things that I just mentioned, our faith walk and all of those good things, under consideration, okay? All right. Now, I hope you have a sheet of paper, okay? I want to describe to you what God is describing to me. Within these next two pages, God shows a picture of whom he is, and it's very important for us to know who God is. It's very important for us, or for me, to introduce to some and present to others our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I want you to write down a couple of key things, and the Lord is going to give us a revelation that he wants us to know as we continue to journey in our faith walk, okay? So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds just to get comfortable and to listen to the teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. How are you doing? All right. Here we go. All right. I want to introduce to some and present to others our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We find in the book of Genesis 1 and 1, we find that God created the heaven and the earth. So therefore, we know that there is a heaven and there is an earth. And God wants us to know at this particular moment that we are to lay our treasures in heaven. We are to place our feet and our minds in the direction of heaven. So what does that mean? That means that each and every day that we work or we serve, we're serving or working towards heaven. We are putting all of our trust in heaven. We are believing that we will have eternal life because we know there is a heaven. Then God says there is also an earth, and he says this is the place that we live on a daily basis. And so he says, I would rather for you to be ye not conformed to the world, but be transformed and have a renewing of your spirit, of our spirits, each and every day. So we have one God who has created two places for us. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And many people do not understand this, ladies and gentlemen, and the Lord is teaching me something. And earth and heaven are two places that the Lord has prepared for us. He says, I have plans for you to prosper on earth. He says, but I have a bigger plan, which is eternal life in heaven. And so God has planned for us to transition from earth to heaven. And he says he has plans for prosperity. What does that mean? And we're still on the same page, but God is speaking. What does prosperity mean? When we talk about prosperity, the world says prosperity is being rich, is having money, It's having this and having that. It's having materialistic things. But God says when you really prosper, he says when you make transition and you go before God and God asks you everything you've done on earth, he says it's either well done, thy good and faithful servant, or depart from me, for I never knew you. So he says there is a place called eternal life in heaven. And we have a choice of where we want to spend eternal life. He says hell only comes if we do not make it to heaven. And he talks about the rich man and how the rich man was in hell and he was looking up because he did not want to share why he was on earth. What profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and lose his or her soul? God says absolutely nothing. So what I want you to get out of Genesis 1 and 1 is, yes, God says, I go to prepare a place for you. And that's not in Genesis 1 and 1, but God is speaking right now. He says, yes, I go to prepare a place for you. He says, and the place that he's talking about is earth. He says that's temporary because we have somewhere to live. And then we are trying to reach eternal life, and that is heaven. And so God says, yes, he has plans for us. So when God says, I go to prepare a place for you, it's not necessarily death. God says it's eternal life. And he says he wants us to live prosperous while we're on earth. Let's move on. He says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is Revelations 22 and 13. And we spoke about the Alpha. And God says that this relates to life in general. This relates to our relationship to life. God says that many individuals, many of us have relationships in life, and I want us to write this down. There are different relationships spiritually that we have to life. God says that we love our life. Some of us love our life. Some of us are angry at our lives. Some of us are divided within our lives, and some of us are sad because of our lives. God says, as you can see, you have love, anger, divided, and sad. He says all of those things are emotions. They're the way we feel. Am I right about that? Yeah. He says that's the way we feel. He says, but if you look at these emotions, love, anger, divided, and sad, he says your Father, he's talking about Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, also went through these emotions. He says if you look at love, he says when he was on the cross, he says he loved us, so therefore he died for us. So put Jesus where love is. He says, and then for some reason, he says, the Israelites angered our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because they were so hard-headed and rebellious. And God went on and says that he was angry. That's an emotion. Put Jesus there. Then he says divided. He's talking about, when he's talking about being divided, he says he's talking about nations, and he's talking about disobedience, children and parents. He says he's talking about the wars and rumors of wars. And so put Jesus, he revealed to us wars and rumors of wars. Then he says sad. He says in the Bible it says Jesus wept, right? Because of all of the sins and all of the things and the iniquities, Jesus wept. And when he was on the cross, he wept. And so God was sad. And so God says that just like us, he's been through all of these emotions. He says, but the difference between our emotions, the humanistic aspect, is that he is going to bear those emotions. Did you hear what I said? He's going to bear those emotions. None of us went on a cross and died. None of us was crucified. God says that because we have these emotions, he says he should be the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And that's in Revelations. He says, so when we go through these emotions, which we all will, he says when we go through these emotions, we should put God first, we should put God last, we should put God in the middle, and we should understand that God should be the center of our lives. No matter what, he says, because in life, we would go through a spell of love and anger. We would be divided, right? He says, and we would be sad. He says, some individuals have given their hearts unto him, and some have not. We're a divided nation because we're not all alike, okay? So that's who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, and that's what he represents. But God goes on to say, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's in St. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God says, make all of your prayer requests known unto him. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and it shall find. Ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be, what? Open. Good. But God says that I'm the way. He says, if you want to be led by the Spirit of God, he says, we must understand that he is the way, he's the truth, and the life. So everything that God is, he is truth, and he's the life. And then he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Go back to that emotion, St. John 13:34. We talk about love. On a daily basis, God is love. He loves us in spite of. Some of us are hard-headed. We don't want to listen to God. God likens us unto the Israelites. He says, hard-headed. We don't even want to listen. You know? But guess what? At the end of the day, we can go to bed knowing that God still loves us no matter what. He still loves the individuals that we are. God still loves us no matter what. So that's who God is. And the main part, and I go into depth in this book, the main part that God wants us to know is that in the beginning, he says, he created the heaven. He created the earth. He says there was darkness, created light, right? And he wants us to think about Adam and Eve. He gave Adam and Eve specific instructions, right? Specific instructions. And guess what? Neither one of them passed the test. Neither one of them did as God asked them to do. And guess what? It was revealed. And God says that he wants us to be obedient. That's the main thing. He continues to show me a disobedient child. And he's talking about not only a child, he's talking about a grown child. If you are past the age of 18, it is very important that you still respect your parents. If you are under 18, it is very important that you still respect your parents. God says that obedience is not a choice. Obedience is a sacrifice. God says he didn't have to go on the cross, but his spirit and his love convicted him, and he was forced to go on the cross for us, but he didn't have to. It's a difference between force and conviction. Conviction is you have a guilt, right? And force means that you are forced to do something against your will. But God says that because of his love forced him to go to the cross. His conviction of the heart, because his heart loved us so much, he went to the cross. So an emotion, God says, forces us to act. So be very careful how we react. He says, because according to how we react is what has forced us to act in that way, the emotion that has forced us to act in that way. He says there is a connection. Okay? We talk about the creation of humans, and God begins to show me a picture of the world. And he says that the world has committed all of the Ten Commandments in reverse. And you know, in reverse means opposite. God shows his commandments in Exodus 20:3-17. And I am going to describe what the Lord is showing me. We may go through all of the commandments, but God is going to lead and guide this particular teaching. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Some people worship people, worship materialistic things, worship money, worship fame. God says he wants to be worshipped. He wants to be worshipped. He wants to be number one. That's why there's a number one. That's why that's the first commandment, because God wants to be number one. And he is number one. And we have to act like he's number one. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt make unto thee, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness. What God means in this, and I've been able to see many different pictures with Christ on there. God says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. So therefore, we're assuming again, right? No one knows how our Lord and Savior looks. But God says, also do not form pictures or images of our Lord and Savior and begin to worship those images and begin to bow down to those images as if Jesus Christ was in your home. For instance, if you have a picture in your house of the Lord's Supper and Jesus is sitting there, you don't pray to that picture. You don't pray to that particular picture. You pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what God is saying is that the man-made picture that you have in your home is not him. So therefore, do not worship it. If you are worshiping that picture, then you're not worshiping God. And God says he's a jealous God. And so we have to be very careful of how we depict or perceive who God is. That's why it's so important that I said I'm introducing to you, right, what God has done and who he is and who he represents in our lives. And we're going to be going through that within this book. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. We are not to use the Lord's name in vain. What does that mean? That means that we are not to use the Lord's name in vain. We are not to swear using the Lord's name. So anything that is not of God should not be in the name of Jesus. For instance, God is showing me, if he did not authorize us or ordain us to touch people as far as healing or anything like that, then we shouldn't say in the name of Jesus, because we're not coming in the name of Jesus. We're coming in the name of, say, your own name. That's who we're coming in the name of. And so we are not to use God's name in vain. For instance, that's forgery, right? God says using somebody else's name. That's forging. And so we're not going to use God's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. And so with this particular part, God says that a lot of us on Sundays, we take that as a rest day, as in, I'm not going to pray unto God. I'm not going to go to church. I'm going to go wash my car. I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to go play basketball. I'm going to go play volleyball. I'm just going to have fun. God says we're supposed to be resting. He says we should have did all that work Monday through Saturday. He says Sunday is his day. God wants some time too, y'all. God wants some time. That's what he's saying. Let's skip on down to number 6. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. There are a lot of things going on in the world. We have, you know, stand your ground laws. We have, you know, the right to bear arms. We have just a lot of things going on. And one of the commandments is thou shalt not kill. And the Lord said that. But for some reason, we make exceptions. We make exceptions. And I'm going to continue to explain this right here, and we're going to pick up on our other commandments as we move into next week. About thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. We are analyzing ourselves. What are we doing? What are we doing? But let's go back to this, thou shalt not kill. There are many instances in which we have made exceptions to the rules, and we are still, the world is still killing people. God is not pleased with that. when we talk about war, military war, God is not pleased with that. He is not. He's not pleased with war. And I learned that while serving in the military. And I thank God that I didn't have to go to war, because God would not have been happy with that. Speaks of war, and he says that there will be rumors of wars. He says, but he does not condone wars. There are rumors of domestic abuse and rumors of just violence and killing people. It doesn't matter what color you are. When we bleed, we all bleed red. And so it's very important that we understand the usage of our hands. It's very important that we're careful on any life taken or any contemplation of lives taken. I'm going to go back to this scenario as we begin to close, because I'm going to have to go really in depth with obedience, obeying the parents, and all of these other commandments. But these are the ones that God focused on today. I've been reading about a lot of domestic violence. I've been reading about random killings, shootings, drive-bys, families taking their kids' lives and their lives. In Houston, Texas, a professional former baseball player, I'm assuming, or basketball player, his own son took his life. Y'all, this world is in a terrible fix. Let's talk about this a little bit. As the Lord is speaking, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill thy father, thy mother, nor thy kids. Thou shalt not kill thy neighbor. Thou shalt not kill thy neighbor's animals. That's what God means. And when God means that, he means that. He says he wants us to love. It's very sad. There's that emotion again. When you have someone who's angry, that's an emotion. And they are forced to take the lives of their families, or they're forced to take the lives of their friends. We have a situation, we have a problem. And we're going to have to start praying for people's minds and their hands. As the Lord is speaking, we're going to have to pray for the spirit of drugs, because some of these people are influenced by drugs. God says he did not create any bad people. God says he created everybody as a good human being, but for some reason, once we entered into this corrupt world, we became part of the world. We was not transformed nor renewed. And so God says we have to go back, and we have to be renewed. Well, how in the world, Lord, are we renewed? And God is speaking now. He says you are renewed through the Spirit. You are renewed through going back through the commandments, teaching the commandments to the people, and then allowing the people to live those commandments on a daily basis. Let me say this, because we have a huge platform here. God has blessed us. Listen, love your family. Every single person in your family, love your family. Do not allow anyone, it doesn't matter who it is, it's a sacrifice. Do not allow anyone to divide your family. Do not allow the spirit of anger or the spirit of sadness to cause you to be so depressed or so angry that you do something that you regret after you do it. It's too much domestic violence going on. It's too many people taking lives that they've helped to bring into the world. It's too much. It's a spirit that's going on because we are not getting the word of God out to people. There are people on this line right now who's going through angry, sad. But you have to pray to God. And you have to wait on God. And as you're waiting, God is continuously pouring his love upon you. He's continuously pouring his favor. It saddens me when I hear of stories of domestic violence just around this world. If you are a part of the cause, whatever it is, step away. Let it go. If you are part of the solution, be part of the solution. But don't be the person who divides anything. It's very important that we understand this, and God is speaking. Our flesh is strong. There's a war going on. And I had a listener a couple of weeks ago that spoke about a spiritual war between the flesh and the spirit. People don't believe that. People do not believe that because the flesh is very strong. But so is the spirit very strong. It's very important. And so when you look at this and we look at all of the things that's happening on earth, everything that's happening on earth, and we're looking at it, we have to analyze and evaluate what was really the cause. Somebody just don't wake up and decide that they're going to destroy their whole family. Somebody don't wake up and destroy that they're going to commit suicide. Somebody just don't wake up and decide that, oh, I'm angry, and I'm just going to run a truck through all of England like they did before. They don't just wake up and decide to do that. Something leads up to that. And so our mission as we're studying these commandments, the Ten Commandments, and we're going to study them in depth. As we study the Ten Commandments, our mission is to continue to live the commandments out and get the word out to as many people as possible. Because we've had so many things happen, right, to many different individuals. Murders and killings and bulks of people being killed in this world. And I'm going to start bringing the newspaper with scenarios. And it clearly states in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. But God says that with the Ten Commandments, he says there are some corporates that causes people to negate or to go around what he said about the commandments. Right? And God says anytime that we worship, we begin to worship people or worship things, he says we lose focus of who he is. We lose focus. Somebody's asking, well, should I have this picture of Jesus in my house? That's your prerogative. But God says, do not have any graven images of me. Nobody knows how Lord and Savior Jesus Christ look. You can say that this is the Lord's Supper, but do not refer to the man who looks like who we think is God. Do not refer to that person as God because it's not. Okay? So, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. I want you to think about that because we're going to go in depth with these commandments starting next week. But this is the main one that God is speaking. He says, thou shalt not kill. And that goes for everybody. Let's go back to the military here. So in the military, you know, part of that mission is to, you know, once you go to war, then it's to destroy the enemy. And I remember, and I'm telling you all of my stories. Wow. Okay. I remember I was on the rifle range, and we were hitting targets. And when I first went on the rifle range, I was uncomfortable, number one, because I understand my calling. I understand the commandments, and I still understand the commandments. And but these were silhouettes. These were targets, which we was hitting the targets. My drill sergeant asked me, he said, I really need you on that last shot to pretend like it's your enemy. And I told that drill sergeant, I said, I don't have any enemies. And he looked at me. I said, I don't. And he looked at me with a great big surprise. And a lot of people would say, you do. But my thing is, I don't have time to see who my enemies are. The only thing I have time for is to recognize what God has me here on earth for. And so when we look at this on a daily basis, we are constantly in a war as God is speaking. He says we're in a war with the world because the world wants to do it contrary to how God commands us to do it. The world wants to that you understand what I said, wants, but God commands us to do it this way, the Ten Commandments. He said, you have to love your neighbor. But God, you have to love your neighbor. When you become angry, right, and you want to take somebody out of here, you have to remember that God said, thou shalt not kill. Period. Point blank. It's sad, ladies and gentlemen. People dying every day on purpose and innocently. Every battle that you hear about, you don't have to go to. I don't understand that. Thou shalt not kill, period. Police officers, no, you don't want to hear it, but I'm going to give it to you because God already said it. The commandment is thou shalt not kill. Is there anything else you could do to subdue someone who's doing wrong? Individuals who are doing wrong or thinking about doing wrong. Once again, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. And the commandments go on and on. Is there anything else you could do, such as just accept the consequences? Is there anything else you could do to save your life? Anything. Because in the Bible, in the good book, it says thou shalt not kill. And we're going to be real on this particular ministry. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything because you know what? I found out that if we don't begin to teach and give what God has given to us or God has commanded us to do, then we're out of the will of God. And we're withholding the truth from the world. And this world is dying. And so it's very important that we be real. And the real thing is, each day you wake up, you should tell yourself, I want to live. Don't put yourself in a situation where it's a 50-50 chance that you're going to make it out. For instance, do the right thing on a daily basis. Work. Go to work. Go to church. Take care of your family. Be faithful to your family. It's very important. When you put yourself in a 50-50 chance, then 50% of the time, you might get away, but you're going to get caught. And 50% of the time, you're going to have to go to your grave. It's very important. Do the right thing. Put the guns down. We've been talking about this. We have people in the store carrying guns for what? Carry the word of God. I dare somebody to carry a Bible in the store. You carry a purse in there. Carry a Bible. See how far that gets you. It's very important. I'm starting a campaign, put the guns down. Nobody wants to fight anymore. Everybody wants to use weapons. You shouldn't be fighting anyways. Because once again, don't put yourself in that situation. I'm tired of reading in the newspaper, on television, 15, 20 people dead. Why? Because somebody decided, I want to shoot. I don't want to fight. I want to shoot. Put them down. The world is in chaos and confused because we're talking about a particular life matter, whether it's black lives, all lives, whoever. But then yet we still have brothers killing brothers. Why? What is that going to prove? That doesn't make you a man or a woman if you kill somebody. That makes you a prisoner. Stop it. Your family has to go through the grief of you not being with them. Your kids have to go through that. Your wife has to go through that. Your husband has to go through that. Your kids have to go through that. I understand that. Chicago, what is going on? Ministers, evangelists, prophets, teachers. I'm looking on Facebook on a daily basis. I have friends all over the world, and I'm sure you do too. Constantly posting about things. Are you teaching these people what thus says the Lord? It's a difference between posting and teaching. Teaching is the word of God. Yes, we need prayer. But we also need some chin, and we need realism. What's really going on? And the real deal is the brothers are dying in the streets. not only from the cops, but from each other. It's a struggle within each other. Why? Domestic violence, right? I've sat on panels and listened to women and men speak about domestic violence, volunteered and been a part of that. Are we teaching people the signs? Are we teaching? Are we going out teaching people? Are we rescuing people like we do when we have floods? If you're a victim, you need to speak up as well. But sometimes you're afraid to speak up. But what are we doing as a Christian community, radios and individuals who have influence, what are we doing on the radio besides playing music and all this stuff? Are we teaching? That's what I want to know. Because the trends that I'm constantly seeing is that at least twice a week, somebody's out of here. Either it's from the police, either it's from domestic violence, or either it's black-on-black crime. And I'm just being real. And something has to be done about this. Is it my business? Yes, it is. Because it's happening in the culture, and I can do something about it by teaching on this radio station. I go about and I speak and all those things. So, yes, it is. Babies having to deal with this. Loss of parents at an early age because of foolishness. Put the guns down. You're not in the military. And if you were, you wouldn't want to shoot. Put them down. And I'm being real. Can we go? And I asked this yesterday, a day, one day, with everybody who woke up and everybody who's going to wake up, God's will, tomorrow, can everybody go to bed? Everybody. That's my question. It's a lot of you on the line, and all you have to do is disseminate this information. Can we have one day where everybody who woke up and everybody who's going to wake up in the morning, God's will, and everybody who's going to go to sleep, can we account for each person who woke up and who will wake up? It's 12:10. Can we account for each person right now? So everybody who is alive and awake right now, at 12:10 a.m. God's will, the next day, count for those same people. And that's the challenge. And listen, I'm challenging you. Because y'all listening to this radio station, I'm challenging you. Don't put yourself in a 50-50 percent you'll make it out or you may not situation. Try it. Very important. We're going to really hit this particular subject because God is speaking about thou shalt not kill. It does not matter if it's a police, if it's military, whatever it is, you still shouldn't kill, period. And God is not only speaking about with weapons, he's speaking about with words as well. And so it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you do not put yourself in a 50-50 live or die situation. This is not the military. We're not at war. And so it's very important that everyone who is listening to the sound of my voice, plus those individuals who are either asleep or awake, it's very important that at 12:10 God's will, the next day, that they're still alive. Can we do that? I don't want to look on Facebook. I don't want to look on CNN. I don't want to look at anything about somebody passing away because of violence. Can we do that for one day? And I'm speaking to the United States of America. Please, one day. Chicago, can we do that? Detroit, can we do that? New York, can we do that? One day. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. We have to start taking life seriously. This spiritual guide on the go, we're not just going to talk about Paul, Peter, and Simon and the Hebrew boys. We're going to talk about the real deal Holyfield. We're going to talk about us. Time to stop playing with God. Now, we just touched on a little bit because that was weighing heavy on my heart because God had been weighing that on my heart. God does not want anybody to die because of violence. I want to be very honest with you. He said, these are my children. And if they perish, he says, let them perish, but they perish because they're a better place. When we leave here, God wants us to leave here peacefully so that we can have eternal life. There is nobody on this earth that should leave this earth in a violent manner. Everybody deserves to live. Nobody deserves to suffer or hurt when they die because of violence. And God says his anger is kindled on those who believe that they can take a life that he's given. God says he is the only one who is authorized, did you hear what I said, to take a life. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make that our goal. Everybody lives, everybody, according to the will of God, though. Nobody dies because of violence today. Nobody dies because of violence today. We have to pray for that, and we have to make that a goal on a daily basis. And guess what? By December, God's will, those totals of people who are dying because of violence may go down. The riots, stop it. There's no need in burning things up. Pray to God. Try getting on your knees, praying to God. God will take care of it, and nobody will be in trouble. Start praying for your enemies, those people you say are your enemies. Pray for them. Don't try to seek revenge. That's how people get in trouble, when we seek revenge. God says, what? Vengeance is mine. So why are we worried about those individuals who consider themselves to be our enemies? Why? He says, vengeance is mine. I don't understand that. If you're having family problems, marital problems, whatever you're having, pray to God. There's no need in, God says, love one another. Very important. Very important. Some things you have to sacrifice. If you are the cause of people being divided, step back. Get out of the picture. If you are the root cause and you know you're the cause of anything, any type of divide, step out the picture. That's how you do that. But I want everybody who's listening, as well as everybody in this world, to have an opportunity to live from now until 12:15 a.m. the next day and so on. And we're going to keep doing this until we get it right. Even if it's one person, we're going to have to start over. Put the guns down. I'm a hashtag, put the guns down. Since nobody seemed to want to the law. Everybody's afraid, so everybody carries a weapon because they said it's either you or me. And if we all say it's either God or hell, then maybe we would have a better world. And I know that I can't save the whole world. But as long as I'm here and as long as God gives me the wisdom and he gives me the authorization and he tells me to go out and teach the word of God, I'm going to do it. And this is a great platform because I can do it in the comfort of my home and I can also do it outside my home if I want to. That's the beauty of radio. And it reaches the masses. And so it's very important. It is 12:16 right now. I want y'all to look at CNN real quick. Just Google it real quick. We have 13 minutes on this ministry, and I'm not going to have a lot of announcements, so we have time. Let's Google CNN. Breaking news. Stroller sending kids to ER. California wildfires. Clinton campaign. All right, so far, I don't see anything about anyone dying or anything bizarre. Let me look up Waco. Look up your particular city right now. I'm looking up Waco, Texas. Breaking news. Let's see what I see here. Look up your city. Because there are many individuals on the line, so look up your city. You have time. Look it up. All right. Okay. All right, here we go, Belton. Come on, we're going to do better. We're going to have to do better. It's 12:10 now. That happened earlier in the day. So, but we're going to have to do better. All right. Everything looks kosher. Everything looks pretty good right now. And I'm really praying for this, ladies and gentlemen, even if I have to pray by myself. I believe that we can go a day without somebody being hurt in violence. I believe that. I receive it, and I believe it. It is 12:18 right now. I feel like this is a new year. It's 12:18 right now. I'm praying for each and every person. You need to do the same thing. Put the weapons down. Put the guns down. Pray. If you have an enemy and you mad, you angry, pray unto God. Just this one time. Just give me one chance to allow the Lord to come into your life. And there are some people online right now who's listening who is experiencing storms, and they're angry, they're sad. I dare you tonight to try God. I can't make you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to have to do that, but I can lead you to where he is. 12:19, God's will when the Lord blesses me to wake up. I don't want to look on CNN, nor do I want to look on breaking news and see that somebody was shot. Put them down. One day. Just one day. And we'll take it from there. Let us continue to pray for each person, each and every person. Let us continue to pray for our families and our friends and those who are going through. Because we've all been through a storm. Let us continue to pray for our kids, our students. Pray for those who have lost their parents. Pray for those who are in the convalescent homes and nursing homes and hospitals. Pray for those who have hurting necks. Pray for us. Throats hurting. Pray for us. All right. There's such sweet people online. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. We only touched about 30% of our spiritual guide on the go as far as the page, because that's the main thing that God wanted me to speak about, thou shalt not kill. There is no excuse for violence, none. There is no excuse I could think of for violence. And I'm still praying for that family of that young lady who was just taking a jog and someone killed her. You know, we're going to have to start loving individuals, and we're going to have to stop letting our flesh or allowing our flesh to overtake us. We really are. That's going to be a prayer that we're going to pray. But it is 12:21. And it sure would be nice if everybody who's up or everybody who's alive right now, by the will of God, still be able to live and not perish because of violence this time tomorrow. All right? All right. You've been listening to AfreeToLoveShow.com. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. This ministry, God is doing some great things, opening some great doors. I have to tell you about the great news that we just learned. But make sure that you continue to check out the websites, AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, AfreeToHubPages.com. Also, make sure you continue to pray for your family members, all of them. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one and ask the Lord to heal and deliver and set people free, and he will. And pray for those you know and those you do not know. I'm praying for everybody because I would really love to have a day where nobody would be shot or killed. Seriously. Okay? Just continue to pray. Continue to do the right thing. Remember, do not put yourself in a situation where you have a 50-50 chance of making it out. Do not do that. Also, as I said before, just pray without ceasing. August 28th, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church is having our homecoming and church anniversary. I would love for all of you to come. It will be at 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. If you're in the Houston area, Austin area, Dallas, Hillsboro, you know, Round Rock, you know, San Antonio, Galveston, El Paso, wherever you are in Central Texas, come out 919 Dutton Avenue. We have morning service. It starts at 10:45, and we're going to have a great lunch afterwards, and then we're going to go into our evening service. And we're recognizing our homecomers, and we are just celebrating our church and homecoming anniversary. And we thank each and every one of you for coming. We thank God for the already success and the success that He's going to give. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, remember what I said. Never put yourself in a 50-50 chance of survival. Be obedient. Be safe. Do what you're supposed to do at all times. And please, please, everybody who is listening and everybody who is still alive, please spare their lives. Tomorrow, at this time, and we will worry about the rest of the days when we get to those days. But we're just worried about, or thinking about, we're not even worried about it. We're thinking about today. Be safe. Be careful. And remember, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is in a couple of hours. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. And listen, remember to come tomorrow, God's will, because we're going to have praying with power and love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.